A man once known as the Bushman of Fort Langley has died, and the BC Coroner's Service is investigating the cause of his death. Matthew Wayne Ostrander had a lengthy record of petty thefts, break-ins, and assaults in a variety of communities in BC. A representative of the Coroner's Service said that as the investigation is now underway, they cannot comment on the location, time, or possible cause of Ostrander's death. The Coroner's Service did confirm that Ostrander died in custody, and because of that, there will automatically be a public inquest into his death. The inquest has not yet been scheduled. Ostrander was most recently in court in late September, where he was found guilty of a charge of breaching his probation for an earlier break and enter in Fort Langley on Christmas Eve, 2023. In late 2023, Fort Langley residents became aware of a number of break-ins around the community. On the evening of December 23 and into the early hours of December 24, an informal dad's stroll, organized through social media, formed and sent out groups of men to walk the community and watch for suspicious activity. Some members of the group spotted Ostrander inside a closed business in the fort's downtown and called the RCMP, who located and arrested him. In early 2024, Ostrander was sentenced to 90 days in jail and 2 years of probation for the fort break-in. One of the conditions of his probation was that he could not come within 2 kilometers of Fort Langley. Almost a decade ago, Langley RCMP put out a public warning about Ostrander, dubbing him a local bushman. In 2015, following a fort area break-in, police released a photo of Ostrander, who was a suspect. He was believed to have been living in the woods near the Houston Trail. Born in 1986, Ostrander would have been approximately 38 years old at the time of his death.